Welcome to the Laugh Track podcast. I'd be your host, Matt Smith, and welcome to the podcast, Fiona Scott Norman.
Hello.
My first question is, tell me a bit about your new show, and how is disco music going to save the world?
Disco, The Vinyl Solution, is essentially along the same lines of Freakonomics. You know, they take different ideas and prove that there's a correlation between them. So, like, one of the questions in the Freakonomics books is, why do drug dealers live with their mothers? And then they use the principle of economics to show why that happens. And I realised I've done pretty much the same thing. I've taken street violence, bad electronic dance music, and partner dancing, and I'm showing that there's a correlation between them, because that's my theory. Disco comes into it because, well, you can't kill disco with a stick, and it is the one type of music that you can play cross-generationally that everybody will dance to. A man who's just danced to It's Raining Men is not someone who goes out and glasses someone in the face. And how it does matter what you play and when and how loud.
When you say a man isn't going to glass somebody if they've just been dancing to It's Raining Men,
mm-hmm.
You're assuming that the guy's actually going to like that song. Or is dancing the key and enjoying the music at this point?
Essentially, it's to do with engagement. Disco, in some ways, is a straw horse. It's definitely fun music and that, you know, people can dance to. And as a DJ, one of my great joys is making straight men dance to It's Raining Men. I assure you it can be done. But it's more that the music that's played in the clubs and pubs now is actually music that's not designed to help people get to know each other. It's actually event music, and it's designed to usher you into a glorious self-absorbed dancing trance where you commune with yourself. And it's also too loud to talk over, and it's emotionally disengaged because it's made on machine and it's auto-tuned. That's just the way that things have gone. You know, I'm not blaming anyone. I think that people end up in these environments because they're young, they want to connect with other people, you know, like frisky salmon upstream to town because they want to, you know, spawn with other young frisky salmon, and that's just the way it goes. The environments which are being provided for them to do this have changed a lot over the past, since in the last 40 years particularly, and the initial sign of that was when partner dancing kind of disappeared in the 60s.
Mm.
And that was actually, retrospectively, in terms of the social ecosystem, a bit of a mistake.
And now most dancing seems to be a bit of bump and grind kind of thing.
That's
going on.
That's exactly right. It's bump and grind. There is a dance called grinding,
yeah,
which is essentially...
I was quoting Usher.
yeah. Well, it's that people do... You know, the guys will just come up and grind up against women on the dance floor, and that's, not surprisingly, a lot of women don't like that.
Well, I am all for a return to earlier music times. Anytime I get out of the dance floor, people start to think they should be calling a paramedic, so that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, well, the thing is that all guys think that, though. Many men think that way because they've confused... They think that they can't dance, whereas, in fact, they just haven't learnt.
No, I can't dance.
Oh, sweetie.
I really can't dance.
You can. But this is the thing. It's like you have to learn. It's like anything else. It's like me going, well, I can't fix a car. I was like, no, I can't, but if I took lessons, I could.
So the key to world peace, so we're talking It's Raining Men, does it extend to Funky Town?
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah.
It extends to any music that actually engages people and connects them with each other.
So a bit of Safety Dance?
Oh, that might be a bit much.
Really? Earth, yeah. Wind and Fire's September. Do you remember the 21st of September, Fiona Scott Norman?
Mm.
No?
Yeah, look, it's interesting watching the way that it's gone. I mean, look, the Nutbush, for example.
Oh, no.
Daggy though it is. I mean, that was sort of... You could chart the graph of the decline of partner dancing, and you've got a few group dances like that, which are kind of in the middle, where you still get the group happening, but it's and people connect with each other, but it's obviously not the same as one-on-one.
Downhill post-Macarena.
Yeah, absolutely. Music and dance is a basic human need, and if it wasn't, repressive regimes wouldn't be trying to ban it all the time. You know, the Taliban banned all music and dancing in Afghanistan. It was illegal, even for weddings. although I do think that that might, to some degree, explain the popularity of the Taliban, because it meant a blanket ban on Mariah Carey.
Yeah, yeah, there's a flip side to everything like that.
Yeah, there's always a little sunshine to be found in every dark cloud.
Fiona Scott Norman, when is your show on? Can you please give me the details?
My show, Disco the Vinyl Solution, is on at Arthur's Bar, which is underneath Rosati's restaurant on Flinders Lane, near Exhibition, and it starts on the 31st of March, which is a Thursday, and it runs until the 24th of April. It's on for 4 weeks, Tuesday to Sunday, 9:30 p.m.
Fiona Scott Norman, thanks for your time today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.